Justin Fettis says the shooting in the White's Gulch area outside Canyon Ferry started at first light last Sunday morning.
If I had to guess, I'd say it'd be probably around 30 elk that day were killed, probably 18 to 20 bulls. You know, the rest were probably cows. We had two wounded.
Fettis, a Fish, Wildlife, and Parks game warden based in Townsend, says one of the mortally wounded animals was a young bull, the other a cow. A properly licensed hunter was allowed to cull the cow while Fettis and a colleague were forced to track down and dispatch the spike. The meat from both animals was harvested. Meanwhile, Fettis notes there's no way to know how many other elk were wounded in the crossfire but still able to stick with the herd. He says game wardens were outnumbered by hunters, many of whom scrambled to pack up their kills and quickly leave the scene, so they were unable to determine who might have shot animals that ran away. He says there's nothing necessarily illegal about herd shooting, but adds it clearly presents problems.
Someone's shooting into the herd, shooting a specific elk, and passes through and hits another elk that's directly behind it because they're in a large herd. That can be an overlimit of elk, depending on what they shoot and what kind of tags they have. Whether or not it's ethical is up for debate. It's kind of, you know, your own opinion, I guess. I would consider it to be unethical. I don't really consider it to be hunting, not the way I was raised. You know, hunting usually takes place up in the hills when there's a little bit of effort put into it rather than just surrounding a herd of elk and then shooting them as they come off.
White's Gulch is a heavily checkerboarded area of public and private land. Fettis says conflicts are common there. In fact, he says a few shoving matches broke out between the hunters and local outfitters last Sunday. No charges were filed as a result of the scuffles, but three citations were issued, mostly for hunting without landowner permission. Fettis says he believes most of those involved had good intentions.
They see those big herds of elk down here. Sometimes people walk all day up in the hills and not see any elk, so they get all frustrated and they see this big group down here, and it gives them an opportunity to go in there and shoot. But one thing, it's a very easy opportunity to get in trouble, especially down there. You can be on property where you're not supposed to be. If you're not paying real close attention, you can get a trespass or hunt without landowner permission ticket in a hurry. You could also wound things pretty easily if you shoot through something or just miss. You know, you can hit something you don't want to hit.
Helena's Jim Posowitz is a hunter and conservation advocate. He founded the hunter ethics organization Orion the Hunters Institute. He did not witness the Sunday herd shoot, but says he's heard plenty about it from concerned locals.
And all were expressing their disgust and, I guess, the fact that they thought that was just an atrocious pattern of behavior by some people who were out there trying to kill an elk.
He says herd shooting clearly defies the concept of fair chase hunting.
The whole underpinning of the North American conservation model is that hunting is a sporting activity, and that the underpinnings to the fact that it is not an animal slaughter, you know, this isn't a meat market. The experience that people generally are seeking is the benefits they get from being outdoors and participating in a hunting relationship.
Posowitz notes Montana's earliest European settlers decimated local wildlife.
That led to a conservation epiphany among hunters to form nonprofit hunting organizations to introduce the sporting code and to begin the restoration of wildlife to North America. Now, those elk that stood out in that field over there, they are the result of the restoration process that put wildlife back out on the Montana landscape.
Game warden Justin Fettis says herd shootings pose not only potentially legal and ethical problems, they're also a drain on resources. He says he, two other FWP wardens, and a Bureau of Land Management ranger spent 12 hours dealing with the aftermath of last weekend's White's Gulch incident. Fettis says they have more important things to do than babysit a single elk herd and a group of hunters. For Montana Evening Edition, I'm Edward O'Brien.